This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Almost 2 weeks after the tsunami devastated several countries in Southeast Asia, relief workers are still struggling to reach survivors. And some warn that the number of the dead, 150,000, could double if aid doesn't arrive in time. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan described the relief effort as a race against time. Annan was speaking from the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, where world leaders pledged some $4 billion to help the victims of the tsunami.
But I am encouraged, and I think it is not a beauty contest. It is not an act of presence. I think all the leaders here are genuinely concerned and would want to make every contribution they can to assist those in need and to rebuild the lives of the communities that have been shattered.
The leaders also pledged to set up a tsunami warning system in the Indian Ocean, similar to the one that already exists in the Pacific. The U.S. has so far pledged $350 million in aid, less than several smaller countries, but Secretary of State Colin Powell, also in Jakarta, defended the U.S. contribution.
An important point that came up in the course of the day was, let's make sure that in this unprecedented response to this crisis, let's not take from other accounts which are serving people who are in equally desperate need, whether it's in the DRC or Liberia or somewhere else in the world, or food aid for Ethiopia or whatever we might be doing in Eritrea. If you take from those accounts, you have to replenish them, because these are people in need as well. And so I think $350 million was more than generous. It came as we scaled up in response to the scaling up of the crisis.
Powell toured the worst-hit areas by helicopter and said he'd never seen anything like it.